Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at the book of the Revelation, chapter number 1. We begin this morning in verse number 9, and we're looking at the glory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. We want to see His glory. We want to see the glory of the Lord this morning, see Him magnified as John saw Him. And so we begin in verse number 9. And we begin with John, and he starts it out, I, John. And so that's how he's introduced, I, John. Now, John is a tried servant of the resurrected Lord. John was with the Lord, and he's the only one that attended Calvary. All the rest fled in fear. But John was there. He's the one that the Lord Jesus gave the care of Mary to. And so he has been a tried and true servant. And now at the end of his life, he declares, I, John, whom also am your brother. Well, here there's the introduction of John and then the identification of John. He begins to make connection to the other saints. He says, who also am your brother. Now, it's true that he was John the Beloved, but at the same time, he was a man, just as other men. As a matter of fact, the Bible says on the Garden of Gethsemane that all forsook him, including John. John came back the next day at the crucifixion, but John forsook him as well. And so he said, I'm your brother. I, John, who am also your brother. There's that connection. And then he deals with the companionship. He says, and companion in tribulation. So he says very quickly that there's some things that he has in connection, he has in companionship with those other saints and the saints that he would write through down through the ages. First of all, he shared the external problems of serving Christ. He said, and companion in tribulation. You got to remember where John's at and why he's there. He's been exiled for the gospel's sake. And so he's there on the Isle of Patmos. And he certainly is having problems because of his allegiance and because upon his reliance and because upon his testimony on behalf of the Lord Jesus. And so shared problems, external problems. But then he also speaks of a shared position. The Bible says, and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom. Well, thank God there's, and it wasn't far off for John that there was coming an elevated position in the kingdom of God. And of course, he was talking to others that shared that position. He said, companion in tribulation, dealing with problems, but he also said, and in the kingdom, dealing with position. And then he says, and patience of Jesus Christ. He shared these things, but he also shared patience. He shared their problems. He shared a position that they were going to receive, and he shared their patience. And he says, was in the Isle of Patmos for the word of God. It gives the reason why it was, why he was imprisoned. And the Bible goes on to say that he was imprisoned there because of his testimony for the Lord, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. So John, this tried and true servant of the resurrected Lord, he begins to glorify the Lord, and he begins to tell all those that would read this book after him that he understood a little bit about the problems. He understood there's a coming position. He understood the amount of patience that it took to serve the Lord. And he says something about his imprisonment. He says, was in the Isle called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. My friends, at the end of our journey, we be dubbed tried and true servants on behalf of the testimony of a resurrected Lord. Father, we pray that you'd help us to be found faithful to the very end in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.